And now, for your listening pleasure.
I wanted to continue today talking about yesterday's episode on brain fog. Hey there, I'm Carolyn Sanek, author, life coach, high value woman, and this is my podcast, Thrive. I'm so glad you're here, so let's start thriving. I have brain fog, and it literally drives me up the wall. I wanted to take a deeper dive into it, as I know I'm not the only person with brain fog. There is no known way to correct it, no medications or treatments, but we can try to take better care of ourselves if we notice, when we notice, we are foggy. We're going to go back to sleeping. Make it your main priority to focus on getting better sleep. There are so many ways to make your sleep patterns better, and you can talk to your doctor, or you could talk to Dr. Google. There are many good ideas there. Eating the right foods will help us, as will exercising. You knew I was going to say that. 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. 150 minutes. That's what my cardiologist tells me, too. Now, recently, I've been ballyhooing exercising the way you feel happy about doing it. Don't make it a chore. These three things can make changes that build up over time and greatly impact your immune system response and reduce inflammation. I didn't talk about immune deficiencies being a cause of brain fog yesterday, but yes, they can be one. This isn't a marathon. Just challenge yourself every day to reduce stressors as much as possible. Take those mental breaks throughout the day. Your brain needs those breaks. Most of us keep going till we hit a point of no return, and then we're wiped out for the next several days. Well, take those 20 to 30 minute breaks before you're tired. I take power naps now and then. If you try all these things and there's no improvement, then see your healthcare provider. There are integrative medical specialists who can help you make your lifestyle changes. Again, this is Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman, and this is my podcast, Thrive. Thank you all so much for listening, and that is a wrap.